Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The Orioles have won 6 of 8, but they are sitting at 22-36. They're off today. Start a series in Seattle tomorrow. They fired their manager. They brought in a new senior hitting coach. Let's talk some Orioles baseball, maybe some Major League Baseball as well, as we head up to the Window Nation Fan Guest Hotline. Brittany Giroli covers Major League Baseball for The Athletic, and she joins us now. And Brittany, thank you for your time. We appreciate it. If we can, let's go backwards before we go forwards. Just your thoughts on the Brandon Hyde dismissal and the way the Orioles handled it.
Well, I think, you know, I talked about this several weeks before it happened, but it was always going to be Brandon Hyde that wore it first. And certainly, I think the big problem lies in the front office, and that's no secret. You know, they are responsible for putting the team together. I don't think when you look at that roster and look at the additions they made, especially on the pitching side, that anybody could have managed this team to all of a sudden be a first-place team. Now, I do think when they kind of reach a point where they have to make a change, that's always the manager, especially because, keep in mind, they got rid of Hyde's staff at the end of last season. So that was kind of a warning shot. I remember texting somebody else in media and saying, okay, well, what happens if Hyde is fired mid-season? Yeah. They have a whole bunch of coaches with no experience, and that's exactly what happened. I mean, I didn't think that he would be fired before Memorial Day, but you kind of saw that as the first warning shot that this wasn't a perfect marriage anymore between Hyde and Elias. It was, we're going to take some of your coaches off the staff. We're going to get rid of some of these coaches, and we're going to bring in who we want to bring in. And a lot of those guys, you know, good guys, did not have the experience necessary. So this, in my mind, really started when they got swept out of the playoffs last year.
So it certainly begs some questions. One of which being, well, if these were the guys who set their rebuild on fire, can they be the ones to, like, salvage what's left of this forest and build, you know what I mean, and rebuild it for the future? Like, Mike Elias has a lot of work to do between now and the trade deadline. Is there an argument to be made that, like, the arsonist shouldn't be allowed to step back foot in that forest?
Yeah, I think there's an argument to be made. Sorry, I'm outside and there was a bus going by. I don't want you guys to hear this really loud school bus.
No worries. Thank you.
No, I think this is going to be a trade deadline where Mike Elias is simply going to have to try to save his job, because he did rebuild this team. He did get this franchise into a better position than when he got here. Like, let's be honest, he built up that farm system. They finally built up the international. Some of the infrastructure and the analytics and things that they weren't doing were done. However, what we haven't seen, and this goes back to, you know, ever since they got good, the trade deadline that they trade away Trey Mancini when they could have gone for it, they have not been aggressive and they have not done well at the trade deadlines. And so really it's 3 trade deadlines in a row, if you look at it, that they have not performed. And that is a big spot for a GM. It is one thing to do, and I think you know nobody can really complain about the job that Mike Elias did in turning this franchise around quickly and getting their farm system turned around quickly. However, that's one skill for a GM. You also need to be able to pull the trigger and trade from that prospect capital and not hoard it and know when it's time to go. And Elias kept saying that this was time to go, and we haven't seen that. We've seen these tiny little moves, you know, last year when they kind of acquired all these guys, it really felt like quantity and not quality. Yeah. You know, getting relievers that the Phillies didn't want. Well, the Phillies were in contention, right?
Yes.
Getting these reclamation projects, I think. You know, Zach Eflin, that was a good trade with Tampa Bay. I thought that was under the radar. That happened before the trade deadline, of course, so people kind of forgot about it. But, you know, getting Jack Flaherty and not being able to fix him, even though the Tigers fixed him. You know, getting Trevor Rogers, really having issues with him as well. So I think when you look at, even though he did have a good start the other day, I think when you look at what they've done, they've decided that pitching almost is secondary. And everyone who's ever watched a big league game knows that you need pitching. So if you're not going to pay for it, if you're not going to develop it, then you better trade for it. And I don't know how they are not the team that ended up with Garrett Crochet, given their needs, given the prospect capital that they have, right? Like, so I think, you know, there is a huge blind spot that we've seen with Mike Elias in his front office in terms of pitching and acquiring it and being aggressive with it and knowing that they need front-end pitching. And this trade deadline is going to be interesting. They are more than likely going to be selling for parts without going into a full rebuild, right? They're going to try to sell the agents to be, provided they don't go on a crazy tear here. And we haven't really seen Elias do that. Is he going to be able to maximize what he gets back? You know, regardless, guys, unless this team has an incredible turnaround and goes to the World Series, we're now looking at another lost year in the window of this young core. And we are now looking at a lot of young players who have not taken that step forward that everyone kind of expected. So they are very quickly becoming a cautionary tale. So I think that this is going to be a season where Mike Elias, the pressure's all on him now. He fired Brandon Hyde, right? It is now all on him. The spotlight is all on him. And right now, I think he's going to have to figure out a way to save his job. I don't know new ownership's thinking. We don't know how aggressive they are, right? We know that there's no point in making a midseason change, even if they've decided they're going to move on from him. But is there a way for him to stay? I don't know. And we're going to see over the next couple months how Mike Elias reacts when he's under the microscope like he's never been before.
Britt, I think that's my biggest concern. You bring up the trade deadlines. You look at this past offseason that was a disaster. We still have yet to see a contract extension given to any of this young core. Mike Elias seems very dug in about wanting to do it his way, but we heard after he'd let Brandon Hyde go that, hey, we're going to look at everything in the organization, how we operate, what can we do different? That being said, can a leopard change its spots in this situation? Do you think that Mike Elias will change and be more aggressive in the ways that you're outlining?
That's what ownership's going to have to decide, right? Is this lip service or is this going to be the guy that takes us forward? Because there's almost nothing he can do between now and the end of the season that's really going to prove that. They're not good. They're not a contending team right now. So he's not going to go out and be this aggressive buyer at the trade deadline, right? So we're not going to get to see that. It's really going to depend on, does David Rubenstein and the rest of that group think that he can do this? Because if they don't, then they need to move on quickly. And I don't know, it really is the answer to that. I don't know if he's capable of all of a sudden being this aggressive guy who spends all this money when, you know, we know they came from Houston and we know that Houston did a great job of building from within, but people forget that the Astros spent money when the Astros wanted to spend money. And, you know, people forget that Jim Crane, when he wanted Justin Verlander, went out and got Justin Verlander, right? Like, went out and paid premiums for pitching. So I think a lot of this is going to depend on ownership and whether they think that Mike Elias can change. I don't know how he can prove it to them. I've thought about this between now and, you know, September, October, like there's really not a whole lot he can do. We talked about the deadline. They're going to be, you know, like even if they'll say they turn this around and they're going to be buyers, they're going to be like tiny buyers. Like because they're not going to all of a sudden catapult and have a 10-game lead in the American League East, right? If only they had a season where they won 100-plus games. Oh, wait, they did. They weren't aggressive that year either.
Right.
You know, like, it feels like they were almost, I don't want to say smug about it, but so self-assured that this group, I remember being in Texas when they got swept 2 years ago, and there was almost no like remorse. It was like, well, we were lucky we got in it this year. We're going to have plenty more years. Well, no. Like, then you become the Toronto Blue Jays. So we remember we heard for years about that young core with the Toronto Blue Jays, and they never did anything, right? Like, that is what you're going to become. And it felt like they were like, well, we're just at the beginning of this window. And that was the message when they got swept in Texas. And I was like, okay, I guess. And then last year it was like, well, we're going to learn from these mistakes. We're going to get rid of a couple coaches and that's it. And it's like, okay, well, what is the excuse this year? These guys are now in their third year. We're now wasting another year of this window. So I think that Elias is going to have to do more than say, oh, we're going to change. I think he's going to have to show to ownership a real plan for how they're going to change. And the question becomes, is it too late? Because, you know, you're looking at another year closer to free agency for a lot of these guys, like, as you mentioned, that you haven't signed and you don't expect to sign a lot of them, certainly not the Boris clients like the Gunnar Hendersons. So, you know, you look at it and you're like, okay, well, are we going to retool and go all in for 2026? And that's about it here with this group. You know, like, it's really almost can't be undone what they've done to a certain extent in wasting these years.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, not having that urgency last year at the trade deadline was just confounding because you went out and you got Corbin Burns, and I want to give him credit for that. That was an aggressive move. That was a let's win now move. You knew you only had him for a year, so you did trade some prospects. But then you went out and you just didn't do enough at the deadline. Like, that signals to the team that you don't really believe in it. I remember texting a guy in there, and I think it was this past trade deadline. It was either that or two trade deadlines ago. Either way, they were in it, and they should have been aggressive. And he said, well, it's better than nothing, with like a laughing emoji. Like, it was just like, you know, like, you have a chance to, and I've been around these teams, you know, I've covered baseball for 15 years. I was on the Orioles beat for 10 years. I was on the Nationals beat. You can give teams a shot in the arm internally in that clubhouse by believing in them and going all in at the deadline. And when you do what they've done, it really sends the message of just like, oh, well, maybe we can get it done. Maybe we can't, right? Like, it's just like very wishy-washy. And it never felt like this is our time. We've got young guys. We're going to go all in. We're going to scare the rest of this division. You know, you look at the Orioles now and people just keep wondering, like, what happened? How are the hitters regressing, right? How are there no veterans in there that are able to stop the bleeding? Like,
attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus TNC supply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
How is this the coaching staff's fault when you already fired coaches last year, right? So a lot of it has to be on this front office and on the systems that they have in place. And, you know, I don't know how you can say we're going to, like, blow up everything and redo everything when you're, you know, this many years in to doing it this one way. So they're really at an interesting spot, guys. It's really – I don't know. Are they going to get a World Series out of this current window? Like, you, if I had asked you a year ago, you would have said, yeah, sure. 2 years ago, you would have been even more confident. But every year, you get less and less confident. that this group is getting closer to that. They're moving farther away from those goalposts.
Well, man, it's getting fun. Brittany Giroli, thank you so much for your time. We appreciate
Preach.
It. Yeah.
No, we're with you. 1,000%. Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks.
Hey, coming up next, I don't know if you follow that. Gosh. It's T-Bone time.
Good luck, Bone.
Yeah, TMI, TIM, and what you got?
I'm just talking about a silly
movie. What she said.
Yeah.
Ben, you missed a scene last week, dude, talking about this movie, St. Elmo's Fire, that
he don't watch
sent
movies.
Off a bleep storm. Well,
it would be funny to see what he thinks of it, though.
You
if he
guys
watch it with his girlfriend.
Yeah. Yes, it actually would be. You guys tasked me with watching another Brat Pack movie, and it was The Breakfast Club, and I watched it this morning. I'll
Hysterical.
Give you my thoughts next on the pen.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.